고슴 그 백원의 차세로 On page 97, with a short model offering. Sashi Puki Ju. Dagi chinyu gi pe sunam gi drola penchu sangge rupa sho Chodan so ki cho nam la Chanchu bardu dagi kyapsu chi Dagi chinyu gi pe sunam gi drola penchu sangge rupa sho Chodan so ki cho nam la Chanchu bardu dagi kyapsu chi Dagi chinyu gi pe sunam gi drola penchu
Good evening. Remember where we stopped?
Yeah, we finished the object, and we did not start object possessors.
Oh.
And there's the debate in the middle that we said we were going to skip. So we finished page
11 in my book.
Yeah, we finished page 8, mm-hmm. And so the next section starts on page 11. Says part 2, object possessors.
Did I bring the wrong book? It's like, yeah, you digest. I think this is the right book.
This is the same one.
So the way you mark this,
that's
where you stop?
No, I'm not sure.
Because
I think I was trying to figure out which page you were on last time.
No, I didn't.
And I'm not sure. Maybe page 5 last time, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. So did we talk about the definite awareness? We already covered that.
Yes.
Definite awareness.
Okay. Started from a person's awareness and expresses sound.
Sorry. The moon is so much is so. So we we did finish the definition of object,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So then there's like definition of object. Mm-hmm. So now I think we finished. We did finish the objects.
Yes.
We finished the definition. We finished the divisions. We did finish the object.
Right.
I think.
Yeah.
So now we are on the object, not object, the subject.
Yes.
So the object possessor. So remember, we did finish. We did cover the object, the definition of object, and division of object, right? So today, now the definition of the object possessor. So here, like on the continent, you say, you know, Kansas, Allah, Jesus, and you know, Rayu Chiri, the Devi Mubo, Rayu means, Rang refers to the self, the object possessor, means like, Rayu means mainly, it's like object, okay? Rayu refers to object. Chirik, various objects, doesn't have to be prayer will, doesn't have to be one particular object, it can be any kind of object, One who interacts with the various object, that's the definition of object possessor. Can you read in English what the definition is?
First, the definition of being an object possessor is a thing that possesses its respective object.
A thing, the thing refers to the
functioning thing.
Things that are, can you repeat this please?
A thing that possesses its respective object, the object possessor.
Right, does that make sense? Does that make sense? The definition, make sense?
The thing is the awareness, right?
The object possessor.
Yeah. Rayu Chidra Devanguva Kodo. Please give me one more time.
Okay. One more time?
Yeah.
Okay. First, the definition of something's being an object possessor is a thing that possesses its respective object.
Rayu Chidra Devanguva. Basically, like Rayu Chidra Devanguva. So, easy way to say it, like, things that interact with various objects. Things that interact with the various objects, that is the definition of object possessor. So, probably, you know,
Things or one? Like a person or a thing?
No, thing is like, you know, like, the things, you know, things that interact with the object, various object. You know, doesn't have to be one particular object, it can be color, can be, you know, smell, can be, you know, like textile, and all kinds of things. So then, because you cannot say one particular object, because there are many, many awareness, you know, that interact, may not interact with the prayer will. You cannot say, like things that interact with the prayer will, that's the definition of the object possessor, that's wrong. You know, that's why you have to say various object, you know. It can be anything, can be, you know, interacting with anything, you know. The object, you know, like, as the things that...
Yeah, possess its respective object.
Possess?
Yeah, it's respective, like various.
It's a respective object, a various object. You know? You see, the various have to be there, otherwise you can't just say one object. That is not going to be definition, you know. There's like, between the definition and definition, then how you say, thingy, chunja, what is it called? Definiendum and definitions, the two things. They are between, there's relationship, you know, like, Sinje chaba goje sinde it has
provisions.
It provisions between definition and
definiendum.
Yeah, definition and definiendum. This it has it's provision. Yeah,
provision.
It provision between them. So therefore, you cannot say like one object. We have to say various objects. provision.
Which word are you?
Provision.
See, for example, it's not that difficult. It's easy. Let's say, oh, this is the definition of prayer will. No?
So prayer will be the definiendum, you know, the object defined.
Yeah, it's just example. It's not that complicated. This is definiendum. This is definitions. The definitions. So then there's like, between them there are eight provisions. Provisions, that means, oh, if something is this, it has to be this. If something is this, if something is not this, you know, there's like, something is clock, and it has to be prayer will. That's one of them. Hina. If something is not clock, then it's not prayer will. That's another, that's two. In the one is like has the is there like a way to explain in English?
Well, it could use like a cat and a mammal.
Yeah, anything, no. Say A B.
Yeah.
A B, you know. If something is A is the definition of B, so then B is become definite in them. What do you call?
Yeah. It's the object defined.
Anyway, there's a provision. It's not that difficult. So basically, it's like, if something is A, then it has to be B. If something is not A,
cannot
be B. That's true. If A is there, then B has to be there. If A is not there, then B is not there. That's four. No, like that. No, not that difficult. Not that difficult, and also not that important to know, unless you want to debate. So, now the divisions, you know, like being, awareness, then jujitsu, and the...
Expressive sound.
Huh?
Expressive sound.
Oh, jujitsu, oh. It has to have subject to express. Not every sound is expressive.
Expressive sound.
Yeah. Every sound is not expressive sound. You know, like sound of the tree, sound of the waterfall, that's not expressing anything. The jijik, that is, it's like expressing something, some kind of point, or like some meaning. Okay, jijik, no? Sound, you know, that's there's also sound has definitions. Huh? So then there's division, there's you know, different types of sound. Sound that is associated with the beings, sound that not associated with beings, such as, you know, sound of the water, sound of the wind, all of that. So then this is like expressive sound, that means sound that express something. Say Patrick, or I'm calling Patrick. No, this is like Jujirda. So the division is like being, awareness, expressive sound. So now that this is the definition of being, how you define being, so now this is the definition of being. So see, that's like, when you think about like last time we studied Tenet, so this is like view of the lowest class, the lowest schools, that's how they define self or beings. No, that's how they define, that's the definition. Labels based on Because one of the aggregate, there's five aggregate, one of the aggregate, five aggregate, remember? Mm-hmm. Yeah, five aggregate. So level on one of the aggregate, no, one of the aggregate. That's the point of karma can talk in us. See, why they say level one of the aggregate? Because, you know, you can't say, it's incorrect to say or level on five aggregates. That's incorrect. Why is it incorrect? Because, you know, in the formless realm, there are beings, but there's no form aggregates, not there. Make sense? Formless realm. There's only, I think, the formless realm, there are being there, like, you know, but they don't have form aggregates, you know, so that's the reason. Has to say level on one of the aggregate, level on one of the aggregates. So that includes the beings from the formless realm too.
Well, but it doesn't mean.
So it means though the being imputed independence on its collection of aggregates or any one aggregate. So like any one of my aggregates could be an object possessor.
One of the aggregates.
So just one of a human being's aggregates could be object possessor? Or is
no,
it...
No, this is now the definition of being. Being.
Oh, okay.
Person. Person.
Okay, well that's even still strange. So just like one of my aggregates could be labeled being. It doesn't have to be the collection of my aggregates.
Yeah, when you think of yourself, the self is level on one of the aggregates.
Okay.
So, more likely in, you know, like desire realms, more likely is level on form aggregate. You know, like mainly, like say, sometimes we define person based on their look, sometimes we define person based on their feelings, right? Feelings, you know, like their, here, desire are more likely on the form of the form aggregate. So, what do you think? Besides this, what do you think? Like, did you get a level on which aggregate? Which aggregate? Yeah, yeah, like form aggregate. Form aggregate.
All five.
Yeah.
But just a fellow that. So when you see Geshe-Gelik, or when you think Geshe-Gelik. Is it
form aggregate
that comes to mind? So that's one
aggregate. Yes, but we're kind of taught that they all have to exist, all aggregates have to exist together in order for the label, it's the collection of aggregates that is the base for the label. So even though I'm not thinking all five aggregates when I see you and see and label you, what I was taught before this definition is that all of those have to exist to form the base for the label. That they can't be pulled apart and said, oh, they can't be separated.
It can be separated. So now the question is here, one of the aggregate levels, the definition of being is level one of those aggregate. That's what the definition is.
A being imputed independent.
Yeah, imputed.
Imputed, yes.
Yeah, imputed or level. Imputed on?
Independence.
What?
Independence on any of its five aggregates.
Any of its five aggregates. They didn't say all, but any. So now here, interesting, like here in the West, people wear name tag. Probably way before you saw that person, you may not see the person wearing name tag. You may know like, you know, Jeff. You may not understand his Jeff, but you know, but you already saw. Did you saw Jeff? Because you don't know that person is Jeff, or no, you don't know. So then you see the name, oh maybe so now. So that is like, now, like, you know, leveling based on name. Name is not probably one of the aggregates, it's not the form aggregate. Make sense?
It just seems like a loophole that, you know, it just seems like if somebody came in here and shot me, my form aggregate's still here on the floor, you could say there's Steep's dead body, but nobody would be saying there's Steep because the other aggregates have been destroyed. My form aggregate is laying there. It just, I think I get it, but it also seems like so different than everything else we've been talking about in terms of the collection. The collection has to exist in order for the label to...
Yeah, collection of aggregates, label, collection of aggregates, but collection of... but Steve is the collection of aggregate. But where you label Steve? The question is like, are you labeling Steve on all the aggregate or one of the aggregate? But you know, the person as a person is the collection of all the aggregate. But where you label? Huh? So mainly, yeah, the from aggregate, that's how you see person, no? Otherwise, there's no way to see person. How are you going to see person? Feeling, you can't see feeling. Then I said, then other faith, not like, suji fumuji, choya fumuji, dujimu, namashe fumuji, you can't see the mind. Then the rest, you know, out of the five aggregates, one is very visible, one is form. Form aggregate. Anyway, so there's the, rangi fumuga wu karula, then tapu chimu de kansa, rangi kansa, sinji. So now the synonym?
Self, I, person, and being.
Yeah, self, that's the first, that's I, the second, person. This, no matter how you say, the same, no different, no synonym, no? Tunjik, so. That's four of them, four or three?
Four, being
yeah.
Is the fourth.
Being, or jivu. Ah, tenji che, nene. Ta tseji neche, kam sum su tenji kevo tafo che. So now the division is like the being from the three realms. What is it?
An illustration is a being who possesses a basis in one of the three realms.
Well, three realms, desire realm, form realm, formless realm, so. So, form realm, that's like four levels. Formless realm, there's four levels. Each realm is four levels. So then the last one is the tip of the samsara, you know, like the, called sitte, like tip of the samsara, that belongs to the formless realm, that's the last, I say, the samsara. So then, so the, within the desire realm, there's human realm, then there's different levels of celestial realms. I think there's like seven of them, celestial realms, or different celestial realms. And within the desire realms, so then of course, formless realm, they're all, you know, like non-human. So now, out of, you know, like, three, like, you know, person, awareness, expressive sound. So now person is complete. With the division, definition, is all complete. Huh? So now the second one, awareness. Huh? So definition of awareness.
A knower.
Knower is the definition of, you know, awareness. Rigpa, called Rigpa. See, the soldier, one of the soldiers, he named his center. All his center called Rigpa Center. Rigpa, usually, no. Based on this text, Rigpa means the definition of awareness. But, you know, in Vajrayana traditions, Rigpa, then the meaning gets much, much subtler than that. Rigpa refers to probably... So now the knower is the definition of awareness. So now the definition of Divinity of consciousness, or divinity of consciousness.
That which is clear and knowing.
So, knower is the definition of awareness. So then clear.
Clear and knowing, the definition of consciousness.
Such as it were, clear and knowing, that's the definition of consciousness. Such as it were. So now, awareness, knower, consciousness, these are synonyms. Nothing much to say. That's pretty clear. Knower, awareness, consciousness, synonym. So now the divisions, okay, divisions, like valid cognizer, then?
Non-valid.
Non-valid cognizer.
They're using awareness in this text. In this translation, it's awareness.
Yeah, same. The better to stick with one translation. Valid awareness, or then? Invalid. Non-valid awareness. Nisha. Some other similar to Nisha. So now what we have, now we know how to define as awareness. Consciousness, awareness, more. No matter which way you say, it's all come down the same thing, synonym. Knower, awareness, consciousness, these are synonym. So now we know the definition of awareness, definition of consciousness. We all study that, no? So now the division, so. Among those, you can say consciousness, or you can say awareness, or you can say knower, doesn't matter. Among those, some of them are valid, some of them are invalid.
Non-valid.
Non-valid.
Yep.
Yeah.
They can be correct, but non-valid.
My question is, when we talk about synonyms, I used to know what a synonym was. Which is, they mean the same thing, just different word. Kendrin, you sent us an email that said, that's not what it means.
No, I said what it means, then more specifically, it's getting at them being mutually inclusive, that everything that is one is the other, and vice versa, because it doesn't mean they necessarily have the same definition.
So now here, like that, also like synonym, here, you know, called Tunjik, it has also same thing like eight pervasions. So, can we like write it down, but that's like, by heart?
The eight pervasions?
Yeah.
I can look it up.
Yeah, then 1 second, then that's very important. Then maybe look, then you can look, maybe it's no question.
I may have confused things.
So then like, you know, so that's how you tell. That's how we start in the monastery. That's how you tell whether they are synonym or not. You tell that if there's eight pervasions between two things. If there's eight pervasions between two things, then you can say, oh, this is a synonym. If there's no eight pervasions, then these are no synonym. Even though just missing one, then these are no synonym.
It's really helpful to know which is the bigger one. You know, like...
The synonym, those two things are equal. There's no big or small. These are equal.
Yeah, that's why mutually inclusive is a really good
definition. Equal. There's no big or small. There's equal. Oh. Equally important. Equally, no, these are equal.
They're equivalent.
So you can use them interchangeably.
Yes.
And they have the same definition then.
No. See, that's the part that changes in English and
synonym isn't really the right word for us.
Even though they have two different names, even though you call something called something, even though they have two different names, but they again can be synonym, such as impermanent and product. Product, impermanent and product, two different names, but they are synonym. Make sense?
Okay. Right, that's why I suggest that mutually inclusive is a better phrase.
Yeah, so say something.
Sure.
Yeah?
Sure. I'm saying two different things. I'm okay.
No, I mean, this is important because, you know, like in the Western education system, there you have this word synonym, probably mean maybe something different.
You can use, but you can't use product and impermanence interchangeably and have people understand. You can't use those like synonyms. Like when you look up in a thesaurus, a synonym would just be another word for something.
Yeah, but they're going to have different definitions.
Yeah, but product and impermanent are
getting at different qualities.
Yeah.
And so it's a different, well, so for a lot of people, synonym really is getting at the same quality, like angry and irate.
But they have different flavors. You know, we know that.
No, just drop that.
So I think it's just tricky. I mean, sometimes the Tibetans will use these words interchangeably because they understand their meaning so well. They know that they could be used interchangeably. We need a little extra help by understanding they're getting at different qualities of an object, like permanent and impermanent
product.
And product. Mm. That all things that are products are impermanent and vice versa, but the quality of the words, you're getting at something different, and that's what confuses us.
So that's why it pervasion,
yeah.
That's very important to know, because the product is impermanent, even though they have two different names, but these are synonyms. Why these are synonyms? When we debate, then you say, okay, if something is impermanent, it has to be product. If something is product, it has to be impermanent. If something is not impermanent, it cannot be product.
Right.
Like that, there's eight of them. If you can count eight of them between two things, then these two things are synonym. That's how you define the synonym in the Buddhist philosophy. Yeah.
And I'll try to find the list. I'm finding the debates, but not the list. It's a very clear list.
Yeah, we have. And it's the context of when you're using those terms. Whereas for us,
so in English. When I hear you speak, when you say the word synonym, I can't think of synonym.
Well, you know, for knower, consciousness, and awareness, you could pretty much say they're synonyms. For product and impermanent and compound, we probably mean it more as mutually inclusive.
Mm.
Okay. Thank you.
But it means synonyms.
So now, like, let me try this one, like impermanent product, right? Product, there's two different things. Name-wise, there's two different names. They are different. They are not same. When you say synonym, doesn't mean same. Same means no same, like as a name-wise, they are different. Are you listening? Yeah. Name-wise, they are different. So then, like product, if something, I'm trying to count these eight provisions. If something is product, it has to be impermanent. That's one. That's the first provisions. If something is not product, it cannot be impermanent. That's two. So there's two now. There's two. You see, there's two. Then there's a, according to product, there's two. Impermanence, there's two. There's four. Make sense? Now I begin with that. If something is product, it has to be impermanent. I begin with the product. If something is not product, it cannot be impermanent. There's two. It's clear? So now you go back to the impermanent. If something is impermanent, it has to be product. Three. If something is not impermanent, it cannot be product. Four. See? If there's product, there has to be impermanent. Five. If there's no product, there cannot be impermanent. Six. So now go back to impermanent. If there's impermanent, there has to be product. If there's no impermanent, there cannot be product. Eight. Finish. There's eight pervasions. So now if you can do that in anything, two things, if you can, these are not synonyms, because, you know, if something is this, it has to be this. Doesn't make sense, right? There's no relationship, right?
Right.
So therefore, these are not synonyms. No? So that's how you tell, you count this, you know, count eight of them, each one, four, four, that's eight. It's clear? If something is, let me repeat this, if something is product, first you begin the product. If something is product, it has to be impermanent, one. If something is not product, it cannot be impermanent, that's two. So now you shift. If something is impermanent, it has to be product. If something is not impermanent, it cannot be product. That's four. So now begin with this. If there's product, there's impermanent. Five. If there's no product, there's no impermanent. There's six. So now go back here. If there's impermanent, there's product. There's seven. If there's no impermanent, there's no product. There's eight. See, it's quite easy. Not that difficult. That's how you define, you know, synonyms, yeah.
No, I was just doing it with letters.
Mm.
And I was like, I need a board, which is A equals B.
Mm.
Non-A equals non-B.
Mm.
You know, I mean, they're equivalent.
If you can do like four to each one, four, there has to be eight.
Right.
So if you can count between A and B, that's fine. That has to be product impermanent.
Rather than words, just using letters the way they would do in symbolic logic helps. That's
but can you count as eight? Can you count eight?
I'm getting
A
equals B.
Hmm.
If A, then
A is the equivalent of product permanent.
Doesn't have to be said product.
Okay, but product
A-B.
Equals impermanent.
Mm.
Okay. Non-product, if it's not a product, it's not permanent.
Permanent.
It's not. It's not.
Yeah, if something is A, it has to be B.
It has to be B.
If something
it
is not A,
it
cannot
be B.
B. That's true.
If something is B, it has to be A.
Yeah, they're like
and
that.
If something is not B, it can't be A.
Right. That's four. Now
that's four.
That's four. Right
okay.
Now, if there's A,
if there is A,
then there is B.
There is B.
B.
If there is no A, there is no B. If there is no B, if there is B, there is A. And if there is
no
B, there is no A.
That's it. Now that's called preservation.
That's what I was trying to do.
That's called preservation. Then if you can do that between two different objects, if there's eight of them, then there are synonyms. Hmm? Synonym doesn't mean same, you know, same name. Hmm? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's also how we call it mutually
inclusive.
Mutually inclusive.
It's just a different phrase.
Yeah, mutually inclusive.
It's in page 66 of the debate book.
Yeah, mutually inclusive. Mutually inclusive.
Thank you.
Mm. So now you think between...
Question?
You think between...
What is the English word that you're using?
Pervasion.
P-E-R-V-A-S-I-O-I-V-E. What does that mean?
It means...
Well, the English definition of something pervades it...
Oh, okay. It comes from the word pervasive.
You know,
it... Okay, it comes from the word pervasive.
Pervasive, so...
Pervasive comes from the word pervasive.
Pervasion.
Okay. All right.
I think of it as an implication. So, I don't know if that helps, but
yeah.
I replace the word in my head, pervasion, with implication, and it always works.
Yeah, it's a logical term. It's a term of
logic. All right, thanks.
Okay.
Sometimes I have trouble with English.
So, Geshla, this is my poor consciousness. If...
four countries are mutually inclusive with school.
Right, right, which school?
With the Buddha nature.
It's hippie school. Hippie school of too many drugs.
With the Buddha nature.
So, but you, when we were doing the four and the four, so if product must be impermanent, right? And then you go down through the four. If, and then there was a different phrase, if it exists,
exists, okay.
Yeah,
so. Exists, no, death. Yeah, death.
Okay.
Two to four.
Four. And then there, what was the other phrase? Exists, and what was the other one? If it...
If it's... If,
No. Exists, but there was another phrase before, but there was two different phrases.
If something is A, it has
something,
to be B.
Something is, okay. Is, okay.
Is and exists.
Are the same thing.
No. If something is A, then it has to be B.
Okay, but those are the two sets of four.
Yeah.
Is and exists.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So that's the like... How you define mutual inclusive tenji, so tenji ming namda. Ming in namda, that's like, you know, even though there's many, many different names, you know, like, these are same person you are talking about, Gelek Chöda, Gishi Gelek, Tuden Chöpel, that's all my name, you know, the letter wise different, name wise different, but it's the same person. These are all synonym, same like that. The division of awareness, consciousness, same. It has valid awareness in non-valid awareness.
Now on page 13.
What we are here doing, is we are studying the mind. That's what we're doing. We are studying the mind. We're trying to understand the mind. What is, how you define mind? What's the definition of mind? So now, its brain is a mind. So now, how you tell? You go back to the definition of the mind. So from there, then you try to figure it out. If something is a mind or not mind, you go back to the definitions of the mind. So then from there, you try to figure it out. Searching Rigpa, then you have to think, is the brain is clear nor? So then, it's a good debate, have debate, Then, I think we are studying this second time. I think we all did, taught this text long time ago.
Long time ago.
2008. Yeah, I taught this text. If we don't debate, we will forget very quickly. If we don't debate, now the definition of valid awareness, definition of valid awareness.
A new incontrovertible knower.
New.
Incontrovertible.
Out
of a page, I don't know, 13 on my book, I don't know.
Bottom of 12. It says valid cognizer in our book versus valid.
New
incontrovertible.
Yeah. That means knowing something first time, not just knowing second time. Knowing first time, something very first time, knowing something, then like knowing unmistakably or correctly, not just
incontrovertible.
Yeah, in the miluvas, no. Sometimes you see something very first time, can be mistaken, not seeing something very, like, wrongly, you know, like, incorrectly. So, you know, like, all this happened all the time, it happened all the time, felt like somebody's moving there, but actually there's nobody there. But that awareness is, like, non-valid awareness. That awareness is not valid.
Incontrovertible.
Incontrovertible. Oh, that's a very hard word. Incontrovertible, then?
Knower.
Okay, now it will break down. Why there's no, say, new incontrovertible, then it will not explain here one by one. Semitinyi surdos. Why there is new incontrovertibles, then?
Nowhere.
Why there are three things in the definition of valid awareness. So now it explains. So I think some of you may remember that. That's they call subsequent cognizer. Subsequent cognizer, does it ring any bell? Bell?
Yeah.
Oh. Subsequent cognizer is like remembering something is already, you know, like understood before. Subsequent cognizer is not knowing first time. It's like knowing same thing, knowing again. Therefore, there's not valid awareness. Subsequent cognizer is not valid awareness, okay? So that's the first one. Assuming consciousness. Assuming consciousness. Assuming, no? Make sense? Assuming? Yeah, it's like you are not sure, you just assume that, no, or Jill is not happy. No, this could be, like, in, as I said, that could be wrong. So that's like correctly assuming, incorrectly assuming. Correctly assuming, incorrectly assuming. So that is then after that I'll ask them to read English. Almost Jemba. That's like faculty or like
Sense power.
Sense power is not awareness. No, sense power is not awareness. So probably from a medical point of view, they don't talk about consciousness. For them, is actually eye consciousness is the one who's seeing the object, not like with the help from the sense power. If the sense power has been damaged, eye consciousness cannot see. What object sees is seen by eye consciousness. From the medical point of view, they talk about eye consciousness. They probably think the sense power is the one who is seeing actual object. But based on the Buddhist philosophy about the mind, is everything done by mind, is not by sense power. But heavily rely on sense power. If there's some damage to the sense power, so then, just sense power, some reflect, you know, like the video camera. You look at here, something reflects here, right? Here, that's like more like sense power, reflect here. But that's not what is seeing, what's eye consciousness, the one seeing it, or like that. It almost resembles somebody but you saw. The question almost sense power is not awareness, not consciousness, therefore it cannot be valid awareness. So,
Keshava?
No, that's good. What you can say now, put in English, Pendula, please. Are you feeling okay?
Yeah.
No? Your voice is a little bit weak.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You want the whole thing? The
three things, can you say it? Yeah. You know?
There is a necessity for expressing the three, new, incontrovertible, and knower, as parts of the definition of valid cognizer, because new eliminates the subsequent cognizers or valid cognizers. Incontrovertible eliminates that correctly assuming consciousnesses are valid cognizers, and knower eliminates that physical sense powers are valid cognizers.
Yeah, physical sense power, almost your physical sense power. I already explained. Does it make sense?
Geshe, I was just going to just say about the physical sense power and the eye consciousness, that one of the things that science has discovered is that there's people whose rods and cones, which are our notion of a sense power, that work perfectly, but they're referred to as cortically blind because the synapses never carry the message to the brain for it to label it as, to see it as an object. So there's two different parts of seeing for us. There's the physical way the eye works, which is the mirror, and then there's the message, the processing in the brain that enables us to say it is something. And so there are people whose eyes work perfectly but are cortically blind. They have no idea what they're seeing.
But the eye, like eye sense power is correctly fine?
It's fine. But they have nothing wrong with the eye, but they have no idea what they're seeing because the brain can't process it.
But they do see.
But they do see.
But they don't know
what the image doesn't.
They don't know. They don't know what they're seeing.
They don't know what they're seeing.
They can't label.
Yeah, same. We are same. We are. We don't know what we are seeing.
So we're all cortically blind.
Yeah, we are saying we don't know what we are seeing. No? Yeah. So that's very interesting. Like probably not saying like children, all the children, the kids, probably small child, like babies. They see. They have probably no idea what they're seeing.
Right. Well, it's just but it's actually a product of. They've discovered it's a product of early starvation that the nerves don't myelinate, so the messages never get to the brain.
Very interesting. Like here, like everything's about brain, you know, everything's about brain. So it's very interesting that His Holiness points out when he is having like ongoing dialogue with the scientists. So very interesting things that His Holiness points out, that when we tear can be happy tear or sad tear, you know, sad tear. But one part of the brain, doesn't matter what kind of tears people shed, tears. Same part of brain blinks. Brain cannot distinguish. There's a happy tear, sad tear. Brain cannot distinguish because same part of brain blinks. That's like they find out through scientific research. So that clearly shows there's a limit of the brain. So people do feel shed tears because they are very happy. Or they do shed tears because they are so sad. But the same brain, part of brain, blinks. Brain cannot distinguish. You know? But doesn't mean there's no difference. There are differences. So.
Well, chemically, you know, the chemist, when they test the tears, there's a difference chemically. Even though the brain can't tell, the tears are different.
Oh.
One has more salt.
Really?
Yeah.
There must be some difference.
So chemically they're different, but even if the brain can't tell, the body produces something different.
Yeah, of course, probably. Yeah, body knows what they're doing. Yeah. So anyway, This is very like leading us step by step. First we talk about awareness, consciousness, knower. So then we how to define the two definitions. So then there's how many, divisions. So now then, it's very clear explanation about if someone's out there interested in mind, So this is how the mind has been studied, So now, somebody is going to say, awareness, there are some of them are, how you say, non-valid awareness. If we follow those awareness, more likely we are not going to produce any result. Standing on 1 foot, probably like 6 hours a day, or maybe like burning one of your fingers. But there, within the awareness, many of them are like non-valid awareness, and many of them are valid awareness. In therapy, they said, studying logic greatly helped them how to engage or listen to, the client, so to have, it helps them to have better conversation with the client, because they're trying to see, what kind of thoughts are they having, are they valid, are they talking about something based on some valid thought, or they are talking about something that like totally based on invalid awareness. So then if they are talking about something that's deeply rooted in invalid awareness, no matter what you do, what that person does, it will produce any result at all, because it's invalid, right from the beginning. So now there's no awareness divided into valid awareness, invalid awareness. So now valid awareness, there are how many different, there are now the divisions. Direct valid awareness, then inferential valid awareness. We just stick with the word awareness. Though sometimes use consciousness awareness the same. So better stick with the one word. Valid has direct valid awareness. Then inspiration, valid awareness. Just by someone needs you. That's based on these books, which explains about the mind. Based on these books, what we understand, how we understand, how we know things. This all explained here. Some of the things we know directly. We know them directly. Is we can see, we can hear, you can smell, you can taste. Some of the things you cannot see because too far away, you cannot smell, you cannot touch, and too far away, that doesn't mean they don't exist. They do exist. So then how to find those things? Then you rely on reason. Cosmicism, reason. Such as I said before, or top of dead mountains, if somebody's wondering whether there's water or not, and you tell, there is water, you cannot see, the other person who is wondering cannot see. You say, there's water because there's a group of geese that are flying on that mountain all the time. If you follow that reason, more likely you will find water. That's like, finding the object from the distance, heavily relying on reason. Then, whatever like awareness you get when you go there to look for water, the awareness they find the water there, that's called inferential valid awareness. There's no direct valid awareness, it's inferential. It's developed there through reason, It's not something that you see something, no reason, just to see visible. Oh. Вот это вот это вот не же. Да, то есть цени цени вот что тоже. So then the division and the definition will explain later part of the books. So, so now, right now, so now, the definition of Derek, so this is now the definition of, not the Derek valid awareness. This is the definition of Derek, Derek awareness, Derek awareness, or perceived Derek awareness. So better stick with one word, Derek awareness.
The way it's translated, Geshe-la, is an awareness that is a direct perceiver. An awareness that is a direct perceiver.
Yeah. Yeah, Kandula, you look kind of confused.
No, I'm just trying to listen. Okay. No question.
So, Tokwada Tashi Matuya Shikpa, Tokwada Tashi Matuya Shikpa, Musum Jisini, that's the definition of direct, not valid, direct perceiver. That was the definition.
A knower that is free from conceptuality and non-mistaken.
So now see, for example, like eye consciousness, they're seeing the prayer wheel. That's the one? Direct. Direct perceiver. That consciousness is?
A knower that is free.
Yeah, it's a knower because it is consciousness. It is awareness. The same, this is like mutually inclusive. No matter awareness, consciousness, knower, which one you say, you are saying the same thing. Knower.
It is free from conceptuality.
It's free from conceptuality. Make sense? Conceptual is like heavily rely on reason. You don't rely on reason, you just see. You just see that you don't need a result. And free from.
And non-mistaken.
Non-mistaken because you're seeing prayer will, it is prayer will. Non-mistaken, no. If you are seeing your prayer will as a count shell, so then mistaken, no. But then, Muslim just says, da, no Muslim, you know, only Muslim. This program is well, how do you say, developed. Well developed. So like step by step, step, you know, it's like.
I just tripped.
This is just direct perceiver?
The definition of direct perceiver, huh?
So on page 12 it says the valid cognizer are divided into two, direct valid cognizers and inferential cognizers.
And then put a pin in that. We'll come back to
so
that.
So what is this then, a division of?
I'm just
trying to figure out where we... What is this a division of? Direct perceivers are a division of valid direct perceivers?
No, there are no division because we are talking about direct valid perceiver, right?
Right.
So there are two things happening here. Direct perceiver and valid. Right? Direct valid perceiver.
Right.
So we are now just talking about the direct perceiver.
So is that like under direct valid perceiver?
Yeah, it's not the division, but it's under that category. It's not the division, so.
Okay, thank you.
So that's why the therapists, you know, they really feel the spreading logic really helps them to have better conversation with their clients. So there, you know, of course, everything that we say is based on awareness. Without awareness, you can't say anything, no? Everything that's happening in the dream, in the real life, you know, or whatever, you know, like that's related to the awareness, any kind of awareness. So now here, you know, Ombi Muslim, Iji Muslim, Rari Muslim, Nanji Muslim, the cheese. If someone says, "Oh, I see emptiness directly," how you know? No, like, what type of that awareness called? That type of awareness calls yogic direct perceiver. So then how you can, it's like without knowing the awareness, so you say, oh, maybe it's great that you see emptiness. Obviously you don't see emptiness. So then so now the division of direct perceiver, division of direct perceiver, first one is called?
Sense direct perceiver.
Yeah, sense direct perceiver. Then?
Mental direct perceiver.
Yeah, EG was a mental direct perceiver. Then?
Self-knowing direct perceiver.
Yeah, self-knowing direct perceiver. Then the yogic direct perceiver, that's the four. First one is like sense direct.
Your sense direct perceiver.
Yeah, sense direct perceiver, eye, ear, nose, mouth, body. These are all five of them. Five senses. That's what it is. Then second one.
The mental direct perceiver.
See, now you know. Sometimes, this is very important here. When we say mental, you are talking about six consciousness. That six consciousness, that mental is, in Tibetan world we have different word, Hiji Muslim, so we are not confused. So now, when you say mental, it's always good if you can think, oh, mental is like that. When somebody say mental, or if somebody say awareness, knower, consciousness, knower, awareness, these are same, no matter what you say. If somebody says mental, now that's different. That means you are talking about six senses. So that's the last one, that's the six mental, six senses, out of six senses, the last sense, last one, that's called mental. That's the one goes life after life. Not all the awareness. Sometimes say something. Mainly I get confused when people say consciousness. I always think about mental. So that needs to be clear in our mind. Consciousness doesn't mean that something that goes on life after life. When you say mental, okay, that's like you are talking about six senses. The number six, that's the one.
Is non-mistaken and incontrovertible the same?
Non-mistaken, incontrovertible. Non-mistaken, matua. That's a very good question. Miluwa the matua. No. Milua. What is something they call like fallible? Fallible?
Yep, infallible.
Yeah. Fallible, what's fallible?
Can make be a mistake.
Infallible. Infallible?
No mistake.
That like, I say now, can...
A knower that is free from conceptuality and non-mistaken is this direct perceiver?
Not mistaken.
It's fallible?
No, that's not mistaken, materialism. So now you are asking like in
because
different between, yeah, so let's go on. Milua the matua. Milua the matua, maybe not. What do you think?
I think there must be some difference.
Let's go on. Milua the matua.
I think it's still getting up.
No. Yeah, that's good. Good debate. No, what's the difference between like non-mistaken and like
incontrovertible?
Yeah, incontrovertible.
Doesn't it have a sense of unshakable? I mean, no one else, like an incontrovertible knower, an inferential valid cognizer.
So, like causality, karma is
infallible.
Karma is incontrovertible.
Yes,
you can't change.
Malua, but it's like matu, isn't it? It's also not mistaken too, right? Matua than Milua, isn't it? Milua.
I think I know.
Hmm.
So maybe it's like
incontrovertible can never be reversed, right? It can't be. It's pure. It can't be reversed. Non-mistaken is non-mistaken until something else comes along to that's. I mean, incontrovertible kind of means like it's so big it can never be changed. I would say not.
Yes, it's like more like it's like more like strong. It's like it's more as a miluas the mitru because matuas the matua milua. More than
incontrovertible.
Huh?
Incontrovertible.
Incontrovertibles, whatever that is.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to pronounce that correctly. So.
Incontrovertible.
Hmm?
You would use incontrovertible.
That's more like grounded, you know, so like, yeah. It's more like grounded, like, that you both, you understood that. There's no, like, there's no change.
Right.
It's not, you know, like, mature, no?
It's important. It's sort of like, okay, yes, it's infallible, my eye consciousness seeing this cup, but it's not very important. But karma, you know, is definite. It's important that karma is definite.
No, it's incomparable.
My conviction in it being
so next Friday, there'll be answer. So maybe I don't think there's like matua called, that's unmistaken. Milua, that's inconvertible. Huh?
Incontrovertible.
We know that.
But we know what you mean, yes.
But I want to learn. Incontrovertible?
Controvertible.
Incontrovertible.
Geshe, the phrase that's used here from my past notes is that incontrovertible is unshakable. Versus,
yeah, so they're same like what
you're saying, as opposed to
saying, it's kind of same.
No mistakes in this paper.
Was not Muslim,
you just
kicked
it.
Yeah.
Okay, So like mistake, no mistake, sometimes because there's something here is damaged. Mistake is on the sensitive power. Sometimes mistake is on the object. Sometimes mistake is on the base, you know, on the base. So when you have very strong fever, so you start to see water coming down on the wall, but actually there's no water. But you really vividly see water's coming down on the wall. And like seeing the white, something white is very yellow, because it's like the jaundice, you know?
Mm-hmm.
These are mistakes on the object, you know? Mistake not on the object, in the, has something on the sense power.
Mm-hmm.
So then sometimes you sit on the car, or boat, your boat going very fast, then you start seeing all the trees like going, moving. So that's like mistake is on the base. Not here, it's on the base moves so fast. Huh? So that, like that, the mistakes are Matua the Milua, Matua the Milua, oh. Milua, you do. If they're different, probably they'll be slightly different, so I'm not sure. There's like, if something is, now that's the one way to think. If something is unmistaken, does it have to be in...
Controvertible?
That's one way to say. Mm-hmm. That's one way to think. You know, maybe that, if they're different. If something is in...
Controvertible?
Yeah, and like unmistaken.
Yep, that's...
So then that's one way to you know, figure out.
They're synonyms.
Mm-hmm. So that's like, that means, are they mutually inclusive?
Yep.
So that's one way to figure out if there's any difference, that's one way to figure it out.
So the other way, they only use that incontrovertible when you get to valid direct perceivers.
Mm.
So...
Yeah, that's, as you said, you know, it's more like unshakable or like more grounded. You know, there's no matter what kind of cycle, it's not going to change. You know, it's not, today is like incontrovertible, or tomorrow it's going to be not incontrovertible. No, this like, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So now I'll stop here. So it's time has passed. So wonderful. So this is no like. I think this. What do you think? I think this is a well like developed program about the mind. Between science and mind and science conference since 80s, 1980s. From Buddhist part, what we are talking, they are talking about those things that scientists don't know. They are not discussing about life before this, life after that. They are not discussing about heaven or hell. They have no interest. They have no interest. You know? So they are, what their interest about, their interest, they are finding now more tools, research or like study, you know, they feel that something beyond brain. They are more interested about, you know, so then talking about how, you know, like we see things, you know, interaction with the object or the feeling, all of that. Yeah, so we'll stop here. So.
So do you, shall we begin with meditation?
Yes, please. So.
May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merit. May no living creatures suffer, commit evil, forever fall.